اعمال کی اصلاح کرم سے کر دے.
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید المرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. پڑھیے الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
The best Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who recites durood upon me, his durood reaches me. I do istighfar for him, and in addition to this, 10 virtuous deeds are written down for him. In one durood-e paak, if you recite one durood-e paak, 10 blessings, 10 good deeds you can earn. Look how easy to earn the good deeds. Why we are spend our time in social media, in gossips and waste of time. So try to recite as much as possible. Durood-e paak in abundance. Inshallah, make intention from now onward. Inshallah, we'll recite Durood-e Paak in abundance. Inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Today we'll discuss about the biography, the seerah of one of the noble personality in the history of Islam. Subhanallah. What an amazing personality he was. Inshallah, we'll talk about Sayyidina عثمان غنی رضی اللہ سبحان اللہ. سیدنا عبد الرحمن بن خباب رضی اللہ کرم ریس that I was present in the court of the Holy Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, and he صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was persuading the best companions علی مولیمان to prepare for جیش اسد, that is battle of Tabuk. That time is very difficult for the Muslims. No money, no sustenance, even no transport for the battle. There are 30,000 Sahaba-e-Kiram over there, but few horses and few camels they have. No sustenance and no things for such a big travel, because from Medina to Tabuk is about 900 kilometers. If you travel nowadays in car, it takes about 12 hours. Try to understand, on that time there were no roads. And the weather is too hot on that time. The time of Tabuk, battle of Tabuk, it was, we can say, the month of June, July, or proper summer in Arab Sharif. The brothers, they went, Haraman, the event, they know how much hot weather when there's summer over there. So such a long trip, no horses, no camels, no sustenance, no money. That's why the Nabi Pak Alaihi Salatu Wasalam asked the Sahaba-e-Kiram to donate for that particular purpose. And that's why that the Rasul Tabuk called Jaish-e-Husr means Tangi Wala, difficult battle on that time. So then Rasul Pak Alaihi Salatu Wasalam tried to persuading the blessed companions to prepare for Jaish-e-Husr, the battle of Tabuk. Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, subhanAllah. How generous he was. And he stood up and told Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with the backpack saddle and other relevant provisions, 100 camels are upon me. I will give 100 camels to all this is load. And they shall be donated for the Muslims for that particular battle. SubhanAllah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam persuaded the blessed companions of Imam Iman again upon this. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Ghani radiallahu anhu, stood up again and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I take the responsibility of presenting 200 camels along with all the provisions. Now again, Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam persuaded, because he need more, there are thousands of sahabas, need more camels and more things. That's why he again persuaded the blessed companions of Allah ibn Ghani. Upon this, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Ghani radiallahu anhu, stood up again and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I accept the responsibility of 300 camels along with provisions. after this announcement of generosity, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came down the pulpit and said the following two times: no matter what Usman radiallahu anhu does from today, there is no accountability to him. How many kelimat Usman radiallahu anhu announced? Logically, what understanding first glance that maybe he announced 100 kelimat first time, and then he increased that 100 to 200, and then he cancelled 200 and make the 300. Logically, it seems like that, but it's not that. If you add 100 into 200, how much is one? 300. And you add 300 to 300, how much is one? 600. But Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala know to date it on that time, not 600 camels. SubhanAllah. Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala know donated 950 camels. 50 horses. 1,000 gold coins. And later on, he presented further 10,000 gold coins. Wicked the generosity of Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu. Mufti Ahmad Akhan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi further states, be mindful that he announced to present 100 camels the first time, additional 200 camels, and the second time, and the further 300 camels. It's totally up to 600 camels, but he donated more than his announcement. And this is also a lesson for all of us. If we announce any time for the donation and for the good deeds, try to pay as early as possible. After that, shaitan come in your mind and you can, maybe you can delay. Maybe you can delay. And do not take them delay or anybody come to you and ask you that you are making intention, please pay for your intention. So give them as early as possible. Once that particular battle, Ghazwat Tabuk, the time of Ghazwat Tabuk, Nabi Paki Sallallahu Alaihi on the travel with their Sahaba Ikram, with their companions. And then during the travel, they got another big problem that there is no the food stuff is finished, and even hot weather, and there is no water, there is no food. Sahaba Ikram with one companion, Rasulullah Paki Sallallahu Alaihi become tired, feel sadness on their faces. Then Rasulullah said, don't worry, you will get your sustenance, your food is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of Munafiqeen, hypocrites also there, they feel how it's possible. Now we are on travel, no food, no water. How they complete the travel till the Tabuk? But the Muslims, the companions of Rasulullah, they have, mashallah, they have trust in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, okay, Rasulullah said, no worry, till the sunset we get our sustenance from food stuff, mashallah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Usmani Ghani radiallahu anhu also on that time in that particular journey, he watching what was going on. So what he did, subhanAllah, he trying to make arrangement for the food stuff and for the water and all the things. And then during that journey, he bought seven camels with the sustenance, with the food stuff. And after bought that seven camels with the food stuff, he sent that camels to the Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba Ikram saw that seven camels with the food stuff. Everybody become happy. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who sent that seven camels? Because when the seven camels goes to the Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then anybody requesting or said that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these seven camels with the food stuff from Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah. Nabi Paak sallam, when he heard that, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his hand. And Rabi said, the narrator said that he raised his hand over his shoulder and made dua in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also the narrator said, the sahabi said, I never saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make dua for anybody. Only I saw that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make dua like this for Usman ibn Ghani radiallahu anhu. And what is the dua? What is the words of dua? He said again and again in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I am pleased with Usman ibn Ghani radiallahu anhu. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you pleased with Usman ibn Ghani. Ay Allah, main Usman se razi hoon, mere Mawla, tu bhi Usman se razi. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Husayn Khudri radiallahu anhu said that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that whole night, raat bhar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for Usman ibn Ghani radiallahu anhu. That Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I please with Usman. Ya Allah, you please with Usman. Ay Allah, main Usman se razi hoon, ay Allah, tu bhi Usman se razi hoon. look at the kismat of Usman ibn Ghani, how fortunate he was. And what's what happened that Sayyidina Usman ibn Ghani radiallahu Muslims migrated from Makkah to Medina. And what happened that they need water. There is no water over there. And there is a one well where Sulaybani Sallallahu went towards that well owner and asked him that please give this well to the Muslims and I will give you the well in Jannah. Ye kuma mujhe de do aur iske badle Jannah mein mujhse kuma khareed. Look at the mindset of Sayyidina Usmani. There are so many businessmen sitting over here. Sometime we heard the news that there is a beautiful project, it's a very good opportunity. If we buy that thing in that particular time, we get more money. If we purchase from the Cape Town and if we send and we sail in the Johannesburg, it will be the big amount of profit. So people used to travel to Cape Town, even the different part of the world, even China, Europe, everywhere in the world, because they know the chance to earn the money. But look at the mindset, the businessman mindset, but beautiful mindset for wanting back to Jannah, to getting good deeds. Usmani radiallahu anhu heard that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked that particular person that give that this value to me for the Muslims, I will give you the well of Jannah. Usmani radiallahu anhu heard this, and that particular person don't give that well to Muslims because he has some problems. We have some things to do with their family. Then Usmani radiallahu anhu went to that particular person and asked, give me this well. How much you want? He said, no, this is my well and I am selling the water daily basis and I get the money for my children and my family. So he said, oh, okay. Very good mindset. He said, okay, give me half. Half a well to sell to me means one day is for me and one day for you. One day you sell water, one day is my authority or I am the owner of one day. So he said, okay, no problem. How much? He asked a big amount of 12,000 dinar, 12,000 gold coins. Usmani radiallahu anhu paid for 12,000 gold coins. Look what he did. Look at the smartness. He announced that every alternative day, the water is free for all. For all Muslims, for all animals, everybody come to my well and take the water free. So come on second day. And every alternate day, if you get the free water, why you go second day to purchase the water? So his business is gone. He'd be waiting for the people for second day. Nobody come there to buy the water because next day is Swami radiallahu anhu announced for free. So then he comes to Swami radiallahu anhu, please take another half well from me. I have no buyer, no purchaser from the water now. So he asked how much? So he said, give me only 8,000 coins. So he gave him 8,000 dinar. Gold coins, it's all together become 20,000 gold coins. And then Usmani radiallahu anhu bought whole well and he, mashallah, made announcement the free water for all. And then he comes in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, you announced, you offered him few days ago that if this well he gives to Muslims in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you give him the well of Jannah. This offer is valid for me, Ya Rasulullah. Subhanallah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Usman, this offer also valid for you. And these ahadith taught us the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look at the way Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced, not only once, there are so many ahadiths. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to announce, give me this and I will give you of Jannah from you. Subhanallah. And this is, explaining us in these riwayat, that mashallah, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authority of Jannah, as Mufti Akhtar Allah Khan sahab, Qadu Shariah say, Bari jaan wali ata kar dein, Bari jannat hiba kar dein, Nabi Mukhtar kul hain, jisko jo chahe ata kar dein. Subhanallah. Nabi Muhammad, subhanallah, what a beautiful authority he had. So it's not once, twice, three. I already explained three beautiful incidents. Let's come for the fourth incident. When the Harami Kaaba, subhanallah, Masjid al-Haram, Nabi Muhammad wants extension of that Masjid al-Haram. This is one house very dear to that particular Masjid. Rasulullah asked the owner of the house that give this house for the extension of Masjid al-Haram, where the Kaaba is. I will guarantee you a house in Jannah. I will give you house guarantee of house in Jannah. Subhanallah. But that person don't know the guarantee or don't know the personality of Sulaybani Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his authority. So didn't accept this offer. said, so Aleen heard this. Look at the mindset. Where were you found? There's a big good deed, big mashallah. So the guy is like, he went directly over there. He went to this person and tried to make them understand that please give this house, how much you want, give me this house, we need for the exception of masjid. And then he agreed for the 10,000 dinars, about 10,000 gold coins. So it was funny, bought that house and come again in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, you offered him. If he give you house, you give him guarantee of house in paradise. Ya Rasulullah, so now I am the owner of this house. I bought this house and I am the owner of this house. This particular offer is valid for me. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Usman, this offer valid for you also. Look at this that he has. How fortunate he is. How jealous he was. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this house is for you. This house is Masjid al-Haram. Please give me house in paradise. Subhanallah. Look at that trust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the heart of Hazrat Usman ibn Ali. This is the generosity. Sometimes he said, some people have very, very brilliant minds. They purchase good time, good property. What a decision he made. He bought that property very cheap price. Now the property is in billion rands. Look how fortunate this person is. We don't know. The fortunate person was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq Ali Allah. The companion of Rasulullah. Look, how what investment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them chance to invest on right time. I remember the story of Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi Pakhi sallam when made migration to Madinah Munawwara and they need to build a masjid in Madinah Munawwara, they found a beautiful garden. And at that time, that garden is in the ownership of two orphans. So yatim bachon ki milkiyat tha. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to ask them to give that particular garden, we want to make a masjid in Nabawi here. Subhanallah, how saadatman and how what we say that a beautiful orphans they are, even they are not baligh. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq went to them and asked them how much you want for that particular garden. So they said, why you are asking for the garden and why you want to want it? They said, we want to make a masjid here, a masjid Nabawi here. Subhanallah, those orphans said, you took this garden, inshallah, price will take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The garden, then Rasulullah said, no, they are minors. Now Alif said, gift me. They said, they are not able to gift because they are minors. They are not even valid. Then they asked for money. What money you want? What is the market price? Then they decided the amount. And you know, who can pay the amount? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam paid amount from the pocket of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Look at the investment from that day till now, not from till now, on the day of judgment. Whatever good deed will be done in the Masjid Nabawi Sharif, Talawat, Namaz, Azan, Atika, Durood, every single good deed will go in the Mubuha good deed of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. This is the investment. And this is the way of invest. Subhanallah, till the day of judgment, he's getting millions and millions of good deeds daily. And likewise, Sayyidina Usman Ali radiallahu anhu. Again, after the preparation and after the building of Masjid Nabawi Sharif, once what happened, then Nabi Muhammad asked that one garden and he wants to bought that garden and want to make the masjid. And Sayyidina Usman Ali radiallahu anhu heard that this garden will be used for the extension of Masjid Nabawi Sharif. And Nabi Muhammad again, look at the authority of Sulaiman Bahir Sallallahu. He again told to the owner of the garden, give me this garden, I will give you the garden of paradise. The owner of the garden, not agony. Sayyidina Usman Ali know that very well. He went there, purchased that garden. Again, same story. Come in the court of Sulaiman Bahir Sallallahu, Ya Rasulullah, garden is there. Your offer is valid or not? Rasulullah said, O Usman, my offer is valid for you. He gave that garden for the extension of Masjid Nabawi Sharif, and subhanallah, he bought a garden from Rasulullah. So we can say, not once, not twice, not thrice, several times, How lucky he was, subhanAllah. But that particular generosity, what taught us that if we spend in the way of Allah subhanAllah, the money might become lesser. As Rasulullah sallallahu said, even he took oath, Allah ki kasam kha ke kehta, if anybody spend in the way of Allah subhanAllah, somebody of these, his money not become lesser. جو اللہ کی راہ میں خرچ کرتا ہے اس سے مال کم نہیں ہوتا ہے. And subhanAllah, it is also in South Africa, you saw, if you were to, check the people which are rich, some of them are generous. They are making charity, and because they are making charity, the wealth is going up and up, subhanAllah. If anybody giving every year proper zakat, just check it. Next year, he will pay more zakat comparatively from last year. How is the zakat become more? Because he spent in this way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka increasing his wealth. So please take this very word from the seerah, from the biography of Sayyidina Usman radiyallahu anhu, that spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with generosity, with open heart, sometimes we spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we feel pain in our hearts. No. Not take pain and become happy, enjoy that Ya Allah, such what a blessing on me. You make me to give to people. You're not making me like I'm begging to the people. Ya Allah, tune mujhe dene wala banaya. Teri meharbani tune maangne wala nahi banaya. Always, whenever you give charity, zakat, spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make certain sugar. Ya Rabbal Alameen, it's your karam, it's your blessing, your mercy that you gave me. This much that I am able to pay in your way. I am not begging that on the door of anybody. So some whenever pay zakat, whenever pay charity, become happy and enjoy this. Inshallah, you will get more blessing and more barakah. SubhanAllah, such a beautiful personality, Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani. Now I will explain in very short, brief introduction of Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu, because there are so many children here, young brothers here, new Muslims, mashallah, here, that the name of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu, is Usman. And his kunya is Abu Amr. Following are his famous titles, Amirul Mu'mineen, Zulmughain, subhanAllah. That is possessor of two nurs, accomplished in modesty and iman, another title. Jami'ul Quran, that is the gatherer of Quran. Sayyidul Askhiya, that is the leader of the generous ones. Another beautiful, in the introduction about the Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, that how a big personality he was. He embraced Islam by the efforts of Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Moreover, he radiallahu anhu is fourth among those who accepted Islam. And he radiallahu anhu himself says, Inni rababi'u arba'atin fil Islam. That is, I am fourth among the four people who embrace Islam. SubhanAllah, Sabiqun al-Balun. He radiallahu anhu is the third caliph, third khalifa among the Khulafa'i Rashideen. Sayyidina Usman Ali radiallahu anhu was martyred on Friday during the month of Hajj in 35 Hijri. Sayyidina Jubair bin Mut'im radiallahu anhu led his funeral salah, and he radiallahu anhu was led to rest in Jannatul Baqi radiallahu anhu. SubhanAllah, that is the Hazrat Usman Ali radiallahu anhu. My dear Islamic brothers, Sayyidina Usman Ali radiallahu anhu is among those companions who was severely oppressed and tortured from after embracing Islam. They were oppressed in different ways. They were treated dreadfully, but may we be sacrificed upon the firm determination of this great companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Usman radiyallahu anhu, who remained determined in front of the disbelievers, despite enduring so many oppressions, and did not agree to move even an inch away from Islam. SubhanAllah. It is stated, SubhanAllah, to remain determined upon Iman, virtuous deeds, and refraining from sins is called steadfastness. And there are three types of steadfastness, try to understand. Number one, steadfastness on Iman. The likes of Sayyidina Bilal, Sayyidina Abu Dharr al-Rifai, and various other blessed companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala ajma'in, who had to go through severe tests after embracing Iman, but they remained determined on Iman. Now, as soon as we talk about the steadfastness of Iman today, names of these noble personalities come to our minds. The number second type of steadfastness, that is the steadfastness on firm acts. Steadfastness on firm acts means that they shall never be missed, such as offering salah. And this another type of steadfastness is steadfastness on mustahabbah. Steadfastness on mustahabbah action means that they shall always be performed, such as reciting the Holy Quran, zikr, durood, sadaqah, good mannerism, politeness, offering tahajjud, etc. Allah Almighty also loves this type of steadfastness. O devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we hear and read the word steadfastness many times, but we need to ponder upon ourselves as well, whatever we are steadfast in performing various actions and refraining from sins. Being overtaken with emotions, we temporarily start offering salah, nawafil, reciting the Holy Quran, doing zikr, reciting durood, delivering nazar, and studying in religious books. But within a few days, all our emotions fade away and actions come to an end. Similarly, we make a firm intention in the month of Ramadan only 2.5 months ago. In ijtima, and while becoming a disciple to abandon sins and also succeed in it for a few days. But after a few days, what happened? Same sins are committed at their peak and we indulge ourselves in sins. And the Islamic brothers, especially the responsible Islamic brothers of Dawah Islam, and in general all devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who try to spread all towards righteousness but get disappointed very quickly due to lack of support and abandon it. They give up and deprive themselves from the reward of the great motherly activity, means inviting towards the groups. Nobody supporting me, nobody answering me, nobody singing my verse. I go towards the brothers, they are not answering me, they are coming in masjid. I am not doing the work of Dawah Islami anymore. No. In the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always there is strictness, always there is a problem. Look at the life of companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even Sahaba Ikram, Awliya Ikramin, even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How we forget the incident of Taif, when our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beloved Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he went to Taif to give them the invitation for Islam, but they threw stones to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But nowadays, wherever we start any good thing, and if anybody says something wrong to us, no, this is not time to do the good things. Nobody is supporting me. I did not do the good work. I am not trying to build the masjid, not supporting anymore. No, this is the rebel of Shaitan. He is acting on you. He wants that you go away from the Islam. Whenever the problems come towards you, clarities towards come towards you, become steadfast and remember the steadfastness of Sahaba Ikram, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to keep masajid free. Inviting towards righteousness and forbidding from evil is very important. For this, we need to keep our head high and develop a mindset beforehand that calamities do come in the path of thee. I am not to back off due to them. Rather, I am continue towards my destination with steadfastness, inshallah. For persuasion, let's listen to a thought-provoking parable regarding steadfastness of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Usman ibn Ali radiyallahu anhu. What happened with him? When Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Usman ibn Ali radiyallahu anhu embraced Islam, mashallah, there are so many brothers, mashallah, devoted brothers here, it is very good parable for you also. What happened that when he embraced Islam, not only the household, but the entire family severely opposed him. That his uncle, Hakam bin Abi al-As, became so angry with him. And then he tied Sayyidina Usman ibn Ali radiyallahu anhu to the rope and said, "You have adopted another religion. Leave that of your forefathers. We will not free you until you leave your new religion. We will keep you tied up like this. Jab tak Islam se muh nahi moroge, jab tak tumhe rassi se bandhe rahenge." What he replied, listening to this, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Usman ibn Ali radiyallahu anhu said, "Allah, by Allah, I can never leave Islam." Then after this saying, Hakam bin Abi Sari asked such determination of Sayyidina Usman ibn Ali radiyallahu anhu, then he was compelled to free him from the captivity. This is the steadfastness, my dear Islamic brothers. We have to think about that. Sometimes we broke our heart, we go far away from, and even ma'adallah, some go away from Iman. If you are in Islam, So keep it steadfast. Inshallah, become ourselves more strong in Iman. We'll die inshallah with Iman. My dear Salih brothers, there are so many, we can say the diversity, so many beautiful corners of the life of Hazrat Usmani Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Usmani Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala is a big worshipper also, and generous, and also he made nafil and tilawat-e Quran all the nights. Sayyidina Zubair bin Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala narrates that Amir Mu'mineen Sayyidina Usmani Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala would always fast. Moreover, he radiyallahu ta'ala would rest a little in the early part of the night and then spend the entire night in worship. Abdul Rahman Taimi rahmatullahi ta'ala says, once I was at Maqam-e Ibrahim and the night fell, I went to Maqam-e Ibrahim offering Isha Salat. When I stood there, a person placed his hand between my shoulders in the meanwhile. When I looked behind, he was a little Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Usmani Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala. A little while later, he started reciting the Holy Quran from Surah Fatiha to the extent that he radiyallahu ta'ala completed the entire Quran. He used to recite the whole Quran in one rak'ah of namaz. Look, he bought a Jannah not only once, several times from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's the Nurain. He's the husband of the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But more ibadah, more nawafil, more zikrullah, more tilawat-e Quran. We are such a sinner. And then we have no time for tilawat. We have no time for zikr. We are not even praying nawafil. Some of us, they are missing their fajr salah. They are missing namaz. Look at the difference between us and them. The life of companions of Rasulullah have massive followers. And be punctual in your namaz. Try to make more worship. Be greedy for the good deeds, not for dunya. It's amazing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote our sustenance. Everybody knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Razik, jo naseeb mein likha hai, wo milta rahe, everybody knows it. But from the morning till end, we are worried about the risk, about sustenance, about money. But nobody knows about his maghfirah. We don't know that we will get the maghfirah or not, but we don't know nobody worry about that. Mufti Sahib is here, some ulama is here, somebody will come towards us, please make dua. I'm in so much pain, so much worry, so much tension. I asked Mufti Sahib or ulama or some of brothers, if anybody came to you that I'm not sleeping because I'm in worry that I got my iman with me covered in grave, I will get maghfirah. Able to give answer in the cover, in the grave, there is the pain, there is the tension. Those Sahabayram have tension. Even they are big, they make good deeds, big deeds they have. They even got the beautiful news from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Jannah. But they have fear in their heart. And we are the sinners. We are not getting so much good deeds, but there is no fear. Oh, the Mufira, there is no pain, there is no tension. You know, once a small son of one pious people stood up in the night and not sleeping and start crying. The father become, you know, crying. So he said that tomorrow in the court of my teacher I'm going to have to go to school, and he gave me some lesson to remember, but I didn't remember and don't understand the lesson, and I'm intentioned that I'm not able to sleep. Father started crying. And he heard a family member, why you are crying? So he said, he is a student. He only missed one day lesson and not able to see the code of his teacher, how he answered in front of his teacher. That's why not able to sleep all night. I'm such a sinful person. And I have to be in the code of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. I have to answer my whole life. And even not one night I spend like that, I'm not able to sleep because of that tension. That's why I'm believing that what I did in my life. Yes, Allah. We all are used to, we never spend the student life. We all know at the time of examination, everybody is not able to sleep. Tension, all night preparation for this examination. As the exam comes towards us nearly, we become more in tension. But what about the akhirah? Day by day, we all are going towards our exam of grave. Everybody knows that in grave, we have to answer the big questions. But are we have tension in our mind that we are able to answer or not? Look at Usmani Ghani radiyallahu anhu. He's definitely Jannati. He has definitely got Jannah from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But all night, crying, fast, zikr, tilawat. And our minds are going in social media, on mobile phone, nobody is watching us, and we are watching bad things. Even nobody that if watching this, do we watching this in my diet? What I said in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person died in this such a state, he will be present in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in particular state. Jis halat mein banda marta hai, usi halat mein Allah ki baat aur pesh hai. After drinking wine, he is in state of drunk. If he died in that state, watching films, watching dramas, bad companies, bad things going on all the day. If we die on that particular stage, what will be answered in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Everybody of us want that we'll be dying in Medina Sharif inshallah. In Makkah, or during namaz, or in sajda, or in what we want to say at our last words, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a very, heart-touching line that everybody of us want to say, Kalma Paak on last time of our life. This is true. Sab chahte ho na?
Yes.
But how much time you decide today, Kalma Paak? How much time decided in this whole week? We have no time to decide Kalma Paak, but we have wish that I will decide Kalma Paak on my last week. What is this? SubhanAllah, one of Ali Ibn used to say, make your tongue apni zaban ko habitual, make your tongue habitual to recite Kalma Paak. اپنی زبان کو کلمے کا عادی بنا لو کہ جس دن زبانیں بھاری ہوں گی اس دن بھی کلمہ جاری ہوگا Make your tongue habitual to recite Kalma Paak more and more. And the time of death, at the time of last breath, very difficult to speak anything. But if you are habitual to recite Kalma Paak abundantly daily, then inshallah on the last breath, last time, your tongue inshallah, and deliberately inshallah, it will be said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. So if you want to, and you want to die in beautiful state, and in the sajda, or in ba'udhu, with Kalma Paak, or in masjid, or in reciting Quran, and you need that. So be practicing. You look at one brother, I'm not praying namaz all the day, all namaz missing, not coming in masjid, watching films and dramas, have bad companies, and in 24 hours, no routines. If the time of death comes, he are doing something bad. He will be doing something bad. And if anybody have a punctuality of 5 times namaz, coming in masjid 5 times, mashallah, making wudu, namaz, after namaz, making dua, Quran Paak, Zikrullah, and have a tasbih in their hand, reciting Durud Paak, going in ishtima, going in mahfil, madani kafla. So bring this day. Inshallah, if the time of death has come, maybe he's in masjid, maybe he's in Durud Paak, maybe he's in masjid. But there is more chance, if we spend our whole day in good deeds, it is more chance that inshallah I will die in the state of wudu or in sajda or in masjid or inshallah reciting Durud Paak, inshallah. Now, it's up to you, in which state you don't want to die. Take your decision that in which state you don't want to die. Do not do that thing. Otherwise, we have no ability to say, Malakul Maut alayhi salam, please do not capture my soul, my room right now because I'm drinking or I have a big company, bad company. Please give me some time, I want to go in masjid. So nobody is in power of this. So try to refrain those companies, those activities, and try to spend your whole day with the preparation of death. That if any time my time comes, I will be in the state of wudu, the state of namaz, the state of qira'ah, the state of zikrullah. Even if I'm in good family, I'm giving my family good company. I'm watching my parents with the good eyes, with the love. As Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if any of son or daughter watch his parents with love, inshallah, he will get Hajj Mabrur, inshallah. The reward of Hajj Mabrur. So in family, even in house, in our family, big family, we're getting the rewards. So this is the life of Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiyallahu anhu. At this time, there are so many things about Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiyallahu anhu. But mashallah, as we heard about some beautiful stories of his life, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a chance to obey the footstep of Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiyallahu anhu. Mashallah, join the Islami. It will be inshallah a great chance to change our lives, inshallah. Sallu wa al-Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.